yourself with how the love is going to be extended, or the innocence is going to be extended, or the freedom is going to be extended, or how any of this stuff we're studying is going to be extended, the Court says, because you don't really understand the nature of God. You don't really understand the nature of true healing. And I'm including myself in that. I'm just reading how they do the book. He says, nor do you do them. You don't know the nature of how to answer that problem you think you're dealing with. And the Court says, and also you don't do the answer. Which is another definition of a miracle. The Court says, if we let ourselves experience a right answer, it's a miracle. It's really not really complicated. He said, I love it. He says, a miracle is a correct perception. So if we have a correct perception, it's a miracle. I see the humor of the Course. Many people miss the humor of the Course, but Jesus is a riot. I'm so glad I changed my perception when I learned that Jesus was nothing like the person that I learned about when I was coming up. So, you know, sort of like the bad rumors some people might have about you. Yeah, people might believe stuff about you that's not true. And deal with you as if the lie is the truth, like Jesus. So this is really cool. Let me get this straight. So the Course is telling us that concern yourself not with the extension of holiness, because the nature of miracles you don't understand, nor do you do miracles. It's their extension far beyond the limits you perceive that demonstrates that you don't do them. Why should you worry about how the miracle or the healing is going to extend to all the sonship? Why should you worry about how this truth is going to extend to everyone? Why should you worry about how the miracle is going to extend to all the sonship, but you don't understand the miracle itself? Why are you worrying about how it's going to happen and you don't even understand what it is? One attribute is no more difficult to understand than is the whole. If miracles are at all, their attributes would have to be miraculous being part of them. If there's any such thing as a true healing, then every part of it must also be a true healing. So, there's a tendency to fragment and then to be concerned about the truth of just a little bit of the whole, a little part of the whole. And when you try to fragment so that you can just be concerned about a little part of the whole, this is just a way of avoiding or looking away from the whole, which is the truth, to what you think you might better be able to understand. Trying to fragment stuff off so that you can try to understand it is just another way in which you still try to keep understanding to yourself. A better, far more helpful way to think of true healings is this. If you really want to have a true healing, a miracle, this is the best way to think of it. Ready? I don't understand them, either in part or in whole. So the first thing I need to do is realize I don't understand really what healing really is. I don't really understand what love really is. I don't really understand what freedom, true freedom, really is. I don't really understand what true correct perception really is. I don't understand miracles either partially or in whole, yet miracles have been done through you. You may not understand it, but it's being done through you. You may not understand healing, but healing has been done through you. You may not understand what love is, but love has been done through you. So if it's being done through you, your understanding can't be necessary. So your understanding can't be necessary. Your understanding can't be necessary. Your understanding can't be necessary. You, love and truth and healing have come through you. Even though you may not even understand it, somebody's been healed through you. Someone's been helped through you. Somebody's been freed through you. Someone's been loved through you. You may not know anything about how to do unconditional love, but love is being done through you, and so it's impossible for you to accomplish what you don't understand. So you can possibly really be accomplishing the healings that you are accomplishing and not really understand how to heal and how to love. So that means that there must be something in you that does understand. Now, to you, the miracle can't even seem natural. To you, the way love really works doesn't even seem natural, because what you've done to hurt your mind has made your mind so unnatural that your mind doesn't even remember what's natural to it. What you have learned from the world is so unnatural, what you've done to hurt your mind, the Course calls hurting your mind unnatural learning. Okay? Unnatural learning is a learning that makes you feel a lack of peace or fear. So the Course is saying, to you being happy all the time, being safe all the time, feeling loved all the time, knowing the truth all the time, being free all the time, being abundant all the time, being kind all the time, being helpful all the time, can't seem natural. As a matter of fact, that's what we work on. We work on being nice and loving. We don't need no help being a bitch. Nobody has to give us any crap lessons. Nobody has to. You don't go to anger schools, do you? No, you don't go to anger. Nobody has to. This is natural as it can be for me to hold a grievance. It's as natural as it can be for me to judge. It's as natural as it can be for me to get upset about what somebody did. It's as natural. It is totally natural to me to be afraid and not trust you and watch out a little bit. That's totally natural. So the Course says, so to you, to us, the miracle that we're hearing about, the love that we hear about, can't seem natural because what we've done to hurt our minds has made our minds so unnatural that we don't even remember what's natural to us. And when someone tells you what's natural, which is all of us being loved and all of us being innocent and all of us being powerful, you say, I don't understand it. I can't understand what you're talking about. Right? The recognition of the part as the whole and of the whole in every part, it's perfectly natural because it's the way that love thinks. It's the way that God thinks. And what's natural to God is natural to you. What's natural to love is natural to you. What's natural to God is natural to you. What's natural to God is natural to you. What's natural to love is natural to you. Do you know that if you had a totally natural perception, this is the first, this is how you can tell when you finally had your first natural perception. Your first natural perception is going to show you instantly that all of difficulty and miracles is impossible. That the first natural perception you're going to see, you're going to have is, you know something? Not one thing is more difficult than another to love. You know something? Not one thing is more difficult to the than the other to truth. When I have a totally natural perception, he says, it will show you instantly that order of difficulty and miracles is quite impossible because a difficult miracle involves a contradiction in what miracles mean. How could you have a difficult miracle when the whole nature of the miracle is to do things beyond your wildest imagination or what could be done? The whole nature of a miracle is that it's not limited by anything. A correct perception is unlimited. So the Course says, if you could understand their meaning, their attributes could hardly cause you perplexity. If you understood the meaning of love, its attributes could hardly cause you perplexity. Now, you have done miracles, you've done healings, but it's quite apparent that you haven't done them alone. Now, you've done some cool stuff, but you've never done some cool stuff alone. Now, I'm going to tell you when you've succeeded. You succeeded whenever you reached another mind and joined with it. Every time you've had a success, it means at some level you reach some other mind and you join with it, because when two minds join as one and share one idea equally, when two minds join as one, got it? When two minds join as one and share what? One idea equally, the first link in the awareness of the sonship as one has been made. The minute that my mind joins with yours and we just have just one idea that we share equally, we made our first link in the connection of the awareness that we are one. And the one idea I want to share with you is, I am not alone. I would not intrude the past upon my guest, God. I have invited God, and God is now with me. I need do nothing except not to interfere. I'm going to share one idea. I'd like to share this idea with you. I'd like to share the idea that you are innocent and you deserve to be loved. I'd like to share that idea with you and ask you to share that idea with me equally, that you deserve to be loved. Now, when we do that, we've made our first link in the awareness that each and every one of us are joined. When you have made this joining as the loving mind be it you, that's the Holy Spirit, and have offered it to the Holy Spirit to use as the Holy Spirit sees fit. The Holy Spirit's natural perception of your gift enables the Holy Spirit to understand your gift and you to use the Holy Spirit's understanding on your behalf. It's impossible to convince you of the reality of what's been clearly accomplished through your willingness, while you believe you must understand it or else it's not real. It is impossible to convince you of the reality of what has been clearly accomplished through your willingness, while you believe you must understand it or else it is not real. It is impossible.